Hello, my name is Dave Emery, and this is Side 2 of For the Record program number 610, titled The Knights of Malta Revisited. This program is being recorded on September 16th of the year 2007. As always, before we launch into the second part of the broadcast, let me remind you to take advantage of the vast amount of information available online, article-length descriptions of the For the Record shows, an entire mini-library of old anti-fascist books, plus other printed and audio files that, taken collectively, are a vast anti-fascist research resource, to coin a term. Now, in this broadcast, we're going to be going back in time for a full quarter of a century back into the For the Record archives. We're going to be listening to a reading by yours truly of one of author Kevin Coogan's earlier literary efforts. Kevin Coogan is best known to members of the listening audience as the author of Dreamer of the Day, Francis Parker Yockey and the Postwar Fascist International. In this program, you're going to be listening to a reading of an article that Kevin wrote or published back in the spring of 1982. That article is called The Men Behind the New Counter-Reformation. It was published in the now-defunct Parapolitics newsletter, edited by Jonathan Marshall, specifically from Parapolitics No. 6 from the spring of 1982. And this program was recorded in the fall of that same year, namely 1982.
Things that we're going to be looking at in this broadcast is some of the key industrialists who were involved in the Knights of Malta. We're going to look very briefly at a list of some of the key figures within the industrial sector, I guess one might say, of Knights of Malta. Those figures being Robert A. Applanalp, the aerosol spray king, a personal friend and close financial backer of Richard Nixon. Baron Hilton is also a member of this organization, as is Chrysler president Lee Iacocca. Also John Volpe, former U.S. Senator, former Secretary of Transportation, among other things. John Volpe, also a member of the Knights of Malta. In the first section of the article, the first section of the broadcast, we're also going to begin a lengthy discussion of J. Peter Grace. J. Peter Grace is the president of W.R. Grace & Company, and the Grace financial empire has long figured in the ranks of political reaction, in the United States. And J. Peter Grace is a very, very big man in the Reagan administration, a very big man in the United States, and his company, W.R. Grace & Company, is very, very heavily influenced by the Knights of Malta. J. Peter Grace himself, we're going to look at some of his background. We're going to take a look at his membership on the board of directors of Kennecott Copper. We're also going to take a look at his role in affecting the policy of Radio Liberty and Radio Free Europe. J. Peter Grace is also involved with the American Institute for Free Labor Development, which is a documented CIA front. We're going to take a look at J. Peter Grace's employment of some of the Nazi technocrats and engineers involved in Project Paperclip, or Operation Paperclip. That was a program whereby key Nazi operatives, key people from the Nazi defense industries, were brought over to the United States and put to work basically in the United States defense industry. We're going to take a look at some of the key members. Well, we're taking a look at rather an interlocking directorate, or a section of an interlocking directorate between W.R. Grace & Company and Citicorp, the parent corporation for Citibank in New York City. A number of different people hold memberships on the board of directors of both organizations, including a fellow by the name of Roger Milliken, who is a close ally of Strom Thurmond of South Carolina. We're going to take a look at the association between W.R. Grace & Company, the main element in the Grace financial empire, and the Fleet Cartel of Germany. The Fleet Cartel very much involved with German steel production, as one of Adolf Hitler's dominant principal financial backers, I should say, but was one of the dominant elements in Hitler's war production. We're going to take a look at a charge in the Soviet press, which apparently was based on information revealed by West German investigative reporters. We're going to take a look at a Soviet charge that the Fleet Group also helped fund the National Party of Germany, a neo-Nazi sect which was linked in an article in Eagle magazine to Mehmet Ali Agha and the attempt on the Pope. We're going to take a look at a section of that Eagle magazine article, not only dealing with NPD, but in turn linking NPD to Permandex, one really couldn't call it a CIA front, the Western Intelligence Front, very much involved in the assassination of President Kennedy. We're also going to take a look at J. Peter Grace's appointment to a businessman's council to reduce the costs of government. This is a relatively recent appointment made by Ronald Reagan. We're going to take a look at J. Peter in more detail at J. Peter Grace's numerous intelligence connections. A vice president of W.R. Grace & Company, by the way, long-standing affiliate of the IG Farben cartel in Germany. One of the vice presidents of W.R. Grace & Company is a fellow named Antonio Navarro, Cuban exile closely affiliated with the U.S. intelligence community. Also, a fellow named Francis Flanagan holds a lot of weight around W.R. Grace. And Francis Flanagan was a member of the ad hoc committee on Chile put together by ITT during Allende reign down there. Of course, Allende was deposed in a very bloody right-wing coup largely influenced by the United States. In addition, we're going to take a look at W.R. Grace & Company's funding of the American Council for the International Promotion of Democracy Under God, which apparently has been linked to the Prodeo movement, a right-wing movement, another, I should say, right-wing movement or organization within the Catholic Church. That, according to some Italian journalists, is very closely, the Prodeo movement, that is closely affiliated with the Mafia as well. And the last thing we're going to look at in the broadcast today is going to concern a review of some information that we presented in the first part of this sort of sub-series we're doing on the Knights of Malta, a sub-series really of the ongoing series of the shooting of the Pope. We're going to take a look at information that the Knights of Malta are recognized as members of a separate state on more than 40 different countries. We're also going to take a look at, very briefly, some ties between the Propaganda Due scandal, figuring so prominently in the tangle of malfeasance currently oozing out of the Vatican. We're going to look at ties between the P2 Lodge, or the Propaganda Due Lodge, and the Knights of Malta. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast just a couple of minutes ago, the first thing we're going to be looking at in connection with the Knights of Malta concerns a list of prominent industrialists who figure in this organization, including Robert Appenout, Baron Hilton, Lee Iacocca, John Volpe, and others. And the key man in the industrial wing of Knights of Malta is the aforementioned J. Peter Grace, president of W.R. Grace & Company. Beginning here, once again, this article was called The Men Behind the New Counter-Reformation, authored by Kevin Coogan. It appeared in Power Politics, issue number 6, which came out in the spring of 1982. In this section, the article is called The Financial Power of the Knights, One Case History. An accurate estimate of the financial power wielded by the Knights of Malta in the United States has not yet been made. Yet it is immense. Some of SMOM's members who are somewhat known to the public include Robert A. Appenout, Peter M. Flanagan, Baron Hilton, Lee Iacocca, James J. Ling, John A. McCone, Spiros Skouras, and John A. Volpe. But if there is one corporation which is at the financial center of the Knights of Malta, it is W.R. Grace & Company. J. Peter Grace, the head of the company, is also the president of the U.S. section of SMOM. 8 members of SMOM, including the order's chancellor, John D.J. Moore, former U.S. ambassador to Ireland, are members of W.R. Grace's board of directors. One member, Felix Larkin, the chairman of W.R. Grace, was the general counsel to the Department of Defense from 1949 through 51 and received the DOD's highest award in 1951, the year he entered W.R. Grace. Interrupting Coogan's text here very briefly, concerning the aforementioned John D.J. Moore, U.S. ambassador to Ireland, the footnotes here to Kevin Coogan's article reveal an interesting piece of information. Coogan writes, "It is odd that the former U.S. ambassador to Ireland, John D.J. Moore, is number 2 man in U.S. SMOM as well as a director of W.R. Grace." He mentions this pursuant to an interesting fact that a fellow named the Earl of Donamore, his son, was... They say, well, the Earl of Donamore married Michael Grace, who was a member of this family. And the interesting thing is the current Earl of Donamore, who's the head of Irish Freemasonry, was kidnapped by the IRA in the early 1970s and was then mysteriously freed. What's Coogan finds this very mysterious because, why would the IRA have freed somebody they were presumably holding for ransom? And, of course, pursuant to the Turple and Wilson investigation, alleged ties between the CIA and the IRA have come out. Certainly by no means conclusive, but in light of the clout carried by the Earl of Donamore's family here with the IRA, in light of the clout SMOM, clout that the Donamores have with SMOM, it's interesting to speculate about possible intelligence ties between the freeing of the Earl of Donamore and SMOM, which in turn, of course, is very closely affiliated with U.S. intelligence. Continuing here with Coogan's narrative, basically, the next section of the article I'm going to go on to read here concerns some of the credentials, some of the pedigree of J. Peter Grace. J. Peter Grace is, among other things, a member of the board of directors of Kennecott Copper. He also sits on the board of directors of both Radio Liberty and Radio Free Europe, as well as the American Institute for Free Labor Development. Of course, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe is very closely affiliated with the CIA and the Cold War, and is currently headed by James Buckley, a member of the Knights of Malta, along with J. Peter Grace and James' brother, William Buckley. Worth noting that the AIFLD, the American Institute for Free Labor Development, is a documented CIA front. Documentation on that can be found among other sources in Philip Agee's Inside the Company, a CIA Diary. A lot of other documentation on AIFLD is available as well. Interestingly enough, the J. Peter Grace has also brought a number of different Nazi engineers and what Coogan refers to as technocrats into his organization, W.R. Grace and Company. We're going to talk about that at considerable length in broadcasts to come. Specifically, J. Peter Grace's association with Otto Ambrose, one of the key members of the board of directors of I.G. Farben, a key I.G. Farben engineer, and the fellow who was instrumental in setting up the Auschwitz concentration camp, among other concentration camps. He also worked on a camp called Monowitz. More about that next week. In the section I'm going to read, too, the Coogan, I should say, documents connections between J. Peter Grace and his company, W.R. Grace and Company, and Citicorp, the parent corporation of Citibank. Apparently there is, to a considerable extent, an interlocking directorate, between W.R. Grace and Citicorp. There are a total of four directors, including J. Peter Grace, who sit on the board of directors of Citicorp. One of these fellows is a guy named Roger Milliken. Roger Milliken is from South Carolina, closely affiliated with key right-wing political figure Strom Thurmond from South Carolina. Apparently, Roger Milliken is also affiliated with a guy named Larry McDonald, who is one of the luminaries in the New Right and apparently runs a private intelligence organization, an organization responsible only unto Larry McDonald. Of J. Peter Grace and some of his many intelligence connections and connections with the far right, Coogan writes as follows. J. Peter Grace, however, is right at the center of SMOM/CIA. A director both of Kennecott Copper and one of the heads of both Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, and the AIFLD, J. Peter Grace is at the heart of right-wing CIA input into both Poland and El Salvador. J. Peter Grace, according to top Nazi hunter Charles Allen, has also used his firm to place ex-Nazi technocrats who were brought to the United States via Operation Paperclip. Once again, remember that, because we're going to talk about that next week. Continuing here with Coogan's text. In financial circles, W.R. Grace maintains close ties with Citibank, and J. Peter Grace is one of Citicorp's directors. Three other Citicorp directors are also on the board of W.R. Grace, including Roger Milliken from South Carolina. Milliken, a financial angel for Strom Thurmond, is now on the board of Larry McDonald's Western Goals Foundation, which is his own private intelligence organization. Next section of the article, Coogan's article here, documents connections between W.R. Grace and Company and the notorious Fleek Steel Group of Germany. Fleek, a steel manufacturing cartel in Germany, has been closely affiliated with reactionary elements in Germany for a long time. Fleek was not only one of the key organizations in funding the rise of Adolf Hitler, the Fleek Group represented one of the linchpins of Nazi war-making potential. In addition, we are going to look at some charges made in the Soviet press based on apparently information revealed by West German press, which charges the Fleek Group, with the funding of the NPD, a neo-Nazi group in Germany today. We're also going to take a look at the 31% capital participation by the Fleet Group in W.R. Grace. And we're going to review some information, too, from an Eagle magazine article, Eagle being sort of a mercenary trade publication similar to Soldier of Fortune. This Eagle magazine article links the NPD with Mehmet Ali Ajak, convicted would-be assassin of Pope John Paul II. So we're going to take a look at that. Of the relationship between W.R. Grace and the Fleet cartel in Germany, Coogan writes as follows. Most sinister of all, however, is W.R. Grace's close relationship with the notorious Fleek Steel Group in Germany. The Fleek connection dates back at least to the early 1950s. According to the August 20th, 1981 International Herald Tribune, the Fleek Group, which is still controlled by the family, has paid $365 million for a 31% interest in W.R. Grace. Fleek was one of the leading cartels in Nazi Germany. The head of the firm got a short sentence during the Nuremberg trials and promptly went back into business with the family still in control of the firm. In the 1950s, Freddie Fleek was sent to W.R. Grace in New York to study business, unquote. Today, the Fleeks are back in business funding Nazis. According to the Soviet publication New Times, January 4, 1981, the Fleek and Messerschmitt interests, along with Deutsche Shell, were exposed by the West German press for their funding of the neo-fascist National Democratic Party. Interrupting Coogan's narrative here for a second. Ordinarily, I would not present information from the Soviet press here on this broadcast. Not that the Soviet press is necessarily wrong all the time, as certain interests in this country would have you believe, but certainly the Soviet government is an advocate, and as such, can be expected to tout its own cause. So anything that is offered forth by the Soviet government or any other advocate group is to be taken with a generous dose of salt. One of the things that I think warrants this piece of information's inclusion in this article, in this broadcast, I should say, is the fact that the Soviet New Times article was, according to Coogan, based on reports in the West German press. It would seem to me that this information should be relatively verifiable, and so I'm offering it forth here. Again, not as anything definitely conclusive, but as information to be stored away for further use, and as I say so often, food for thought, grounds for further research. Keep in mind, for the time being, the alleged ties between the Fleet Group and the NPD, because we've seen the NPD before on this broadcast in connection with the shooting of the Pope. Now, I'm going to read a short section from an article from Eagle Magazine. Eagle Magazine, as mentioned a minute ago, is a mercenary trade publication similar in scope to Soldier of Fortune. This article is from Eagle Magazine of June of 1982. I'm just going to read a section of it. And the section I'm going to read links the aforementioned NPD with Mehmet Ali Agha and his attempt on the life of the Pope. Furthermore, the article goes on to link the NPD with an organization called Permandex, although Permandex is here referred to as an independent assassination bureau. Permandex, as we've seen before on Hard Rain, is a Western intelligence organization which has also received a lot of funding from private industry, and that organization, in addition to being involved in the assassination of President Kennedy, has a number of different ties with many of the reactionary elements involved in the growing tangle of scandals around the Vatican and the shooting of the Pope. Present in both the propaganda duet and the Pope shooting scandal, we find mafia elements, we find Western intelligence elements, key industrialists, and so forth. Many of these same elements present in Permandex, and indeed, we looked at the common association of Permandex director Clay Shaw with a relative of Prince Justo Valerio Borghese, one of the prime movers of the Italian right at this time. Anyway, keep in mind the Soviet charges based on West German reports, according to Coogan, as yet unverified, but keep in mind those Soviet charges that there is a link between the Fleet Group, former backers of Hitler, armors of Hitler, and the NPD. Because Eagle Magazine, a publication which falls on the exact opposite end of the political spectrum from Soviet publication New Times, links the NPD with Mehmet Ali Agha and in turn with Permandex, one of the key elements involved in the assassination of President Kennedy. Permandex, by the way, one of its corporate fronts was called the Centro Mondiale Commerciale and was based in Rome. We looked at that before on Hard Rain and in connection with the shooting of the Pope. Eagle Magazine from June of 1982 featured an article called Who Shot the Pope? It was authored by a man named John D. D-double-E. I don't know if that's his real name. Anyway, of the NPD and Mehmet Ali Agha, Eagle writes as follows. John D. writes as follows in Eagle, June 1982. Once inside West Germany, Mehmet Ali Agha was safe-housed for nearly 18 months by a neo-Nazi sect called the Nationalist Party of Germany, the NPD. What sort of outfit is the NPD? Intelligence specialists in the U.S. and Europe have confirmed that the NPD has just recently re-emerged after nearly a decade of silence. During its height of activity during the early 1960s, the NPD was a cover employed by the most deadly private assassination bureau of the recent decades. A bureau that was officially named as the unindicted co-conspirator in the aborted assassination of President John F. Kennedy and in nearly 30 aborted assassination attempts against French President Charles de Gaulle. That bureau, which was housed out of a nondescript Montreal-based international trade expositions company, was called Permandex, P-E-R-M-I-N-D-E-X. A review of the Montreal Press of 1967 and of the court transcript of the simultaneous State of Louisiana versus Clay Shaw case will reveal a detailed documenting of the role of Permandex and its Italian and Swiss subsidiary companies in the JFK and de Gaulle affairs. The NPD hand in ushering Agha into the hands of Gaddafi and on to St. Peter's Square has triggered speculation and concern in European security circles that the Permandex apparatus has been reconstituted. Again, certainly by no means conclusive, but worth keeping in mind in light of the possible relationship between the Fleet Group and the NPD, and in turn between key sovereign military order of Malta personage or person J. Peter Grace and the Fleet Group. Bear in mind that the Fleet Group has a 31% capital participation in W.R. Grace and Company. Continuing here with the section of the Kevin Coogan article dealing with the Fleet-Grace relationship, the Coogan text here goes on to relate the fact that the Fleet Group is currently involved in one of the biggest scandals in recent years in West Germany. Basically, three key members of the German Social Democratic Party have been linked to taking bribes from the Fleet Group, this all going to strengthen the German far right. Coogan writes about this as follows. Currently, the Fleek interests are at the center of the biggest financial scandal in West Germany in years. Three members of the Schmidt government, Economics Minister Otto Lambsdorff, Finance Minister Hans Mathofer, and Schmidt Chief of Staff Manfred Lahnstein, are being investigated for taking bribes from the Fleek Group. The effect of this scandal is to further weaken the German Social Democrats and strengthen the right-wing opposition, many of whom are also known to have economic ties with the Fleek Group. Next section of Coogan's text here goes on to deal with J. Peter Grace's appointment last spring to a Reagan administration businessman's group to attempt to cut the costs of government. Keep this in mind also, because we're going to talk about this next week as well. Coogan writes here, the influence of J. Peter Grace has continued to rise in the Reagan administration. On March 3rd, President Reagan announced that Grace would head up a special businessman's group to study ways to cut government costs, unquote. The council will have 30 to 40 leading businessmen on it, and already Grace has begun commuting to Washington at least 2 days a week. Grace has long been a fanatic advocate of free enterprise, unquote. According to Maxwell Newton, the financial editor of the New York Post and a big fan of Grace, J. Peter has, quote, a formidable economics group within his company structure that produces a torrent of damning evidence of the destruction being caused in this country by big government. The next section of Coogan's article goes on to detail, document, in greater detail, J. Peter Grace's connections with the U.S. intelligence community. A vice president of W.R. Grace & Company is also a prominent Cuban exile and a close affiliate of the U.S. intelligence group. His book was published by the Buckley family's Arlington House publisher. There's also a fellow named Francis Flanagan, who is on the ITT-organized ad hoc committee for Chile, intimately involved in the U.S. intelligence community's successful efforts at destabilizing the Allende regime in Chile. And perhaps most importantly, the Coogan article here documents connections between W.R. Grace and something called the American Council for the International Promotion of Democracy Under God. That organization is headed by a man named Father Felix Morlion, M-O-R-L-I-O-N, and is closely affiliated in turn with the Vatican's pro-Deo movement. The Coogan text here contains a statement by an Italian journalist that the pro-Deo movement represented the intersecting point between the mafia and the Vatican. Very important in light of the tangle of organized crime interests that have emerged so very prominently in the background of the Ambrogiano scandal, the Propaganda Due scandal, and the shooting of Pope John Paul II. Of the relationship between not only Grace and the intelligence community, but between the W.R. Grace and Company and the pro-Deo movement identified by an Italian journalist as the mafia's link to the Vatican, Coogan writes as follows. J. Peter also has a very big group concerned with intelligence. Heading this group is Antonio Navarro, N-A-V-A-R-R-O, a vice president of Grace and a Cuban exile. Navarro, who went to the same Jesuit school as Castro and later worked with him against Batista, has a book describing his efforts called Tocayo, T-O-C-A-Y-O. Tocayo is published by the Buckley-controlled Arlington House. Another Grace executive involved in intelligence dirty work is the group's representative in Washington, Francis D. Flanagan. Flanagan was one of the members of the ITT-organized ad hoc committee on Chile during the Allende period. One of the most sinister roles that W.R. Grace has been involved with is the W.R. Grace Foundation's funding of the American Council for the International Promotion of Democracy Under God. This organization is directly tied to Father Felix Morlion's Vatican-based pro-Deo movement. When one knowledgeable Italian journalist was asked about the pro-Deo movement, he replied, "If you want to know where the Vatican meets up with the mafia, that's it." Worth noting in a footnote here to the passage I just read you, the whole mafia relationship with Sovereign Military Order of Malta is very interesting. The most prominent figure who is sometimes suggested to have mafia friends is Frank Sinatra, who for many years has been obsessed with joining SMOM. Worth noting here that Frank Sinatra organized Ronald Reagan's inauguration ceremonies, and one of the guests at those ceremonies was Licio Gelli, chairman or a grand master of the Propaganda Due Lodge, and a fellow arrested in connection with the Banco Ambrosiano collapse last fall. Final section here of the Coogan article I'm going to read concerns some information we present in the first part of the broadcast of the series on the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, the Knights of Malta. This concerns the fact that the members of that organization are considered to be members of an entirely separate state by more than 40 different countries, and they are given separate passports recognized by those countries as belonging to a different state. This worth keeping in mind because of all the key members of the U.S. military, political, and intelligence communities who are affiliated with SMOM. Alexander Haig was just inducted, James and William Buckley are members, CIA Director William Casey is a member, as is former CIA Director John McCone. Keep all of this in mind as we review some of the information about the 40 countries recognizing the Knights as a separate state. Also here is some information about possible relationships between the Knights of Malta and the Propaganda Due scandal that we've looked at so often in the past, and we're going to look at some more in the future. Apparently, Umberto Ortolani, who was one of the key figures in the Propaganda Due scandal, is the ambassador of SNOM to Uruguay. All this information presented by Coogan as follows. J. Peter Grace is only one member of the Knights of Malta. There are over 1,000 knights in the U.S. alone. There are many thousands more in Europe and Latin America. About 40 countries acknowledge that the knights are a sovereign state, and the knights have their own special passport which these countries accept. Strictly speaking, the current head of the CIA is, in the laws of about 40 nations, a member of a whole different state, as well as an American citizen. Isn't this all a bit odd? Isn't it also odd that when the P2 scandal broke in Italy, it was described as a Masonic scandal, unquote, despite the fact that top Vatican financier Michele Sindona and his associate Roberto Calvi, as well as the ambassador of SMOM to Uruguay, Umberto Ortolani, described on November 23, 1981, Journal de Genève as the brains behind P2, were key men in the scandal. Why wasn't the P2 affair a Vatican scandal as well as a Masonic one? It is very well known that a whole section of Italian masonry is also Catholic. That concludes the bulk of the broadcast. Today I'd like to take just a couple of minutes to sum up what we've looked at in this program, the second of two on the Knights of Malta. We began by looking at some of the key American industrialists affiliated with this organization, including Robert Aplanalp, John Bowlby, Iacocca, Lee Iacocca of Chrysler, Baron Hilton, and the big man, the central figure in the industrial section of Knights of Malta, J. Peter Grace, the key man in W.R. Grace & Company. Following that, we took a look at some of J. Peter Grace's connections, his connections to Kennecott Copper, Radio Liberty, the AIFLD, and his importation of Nazi Project Paperclip scientists to work within his organization. Also took a look at connections between him and Citicorp. We then took a look at the associations between W.R. Grace & Company, the Grace Financial Empire, and the Fleek Group in Germany, a financial backer of Hitler, armor of Hitler, and apparently still a key figure in German reactionary, a key element, I should say, in German reactionary politics. Following that, we took a look at some information presented in the Soviet press that the Fleet Group had funded the NPD, a neo-Nazi sect in Germany. Not conclusive, but worth noting a lot of the fact that it was based on West German reports. We also took a look at some information presented in Eagle magazine that basically the NPD played a key role in getting Mehmet Ali Agha to St. Peter's Square to take that shot at the Pope. And the Eagle magazine article also noted that the NPD was affiliated with Permandex, an organization we've dealt with in the past on the Hard Rain. We took a look at J. Peter Grace's appointment to a businessman's group to control the costs of government. We also took a look in greater detail at J. Peter Grace's intelligence connections, his connections to a man named Navarro, Cuban exile affiliated with the U.S. intelligence apparatus, as well as a guy named Francis Flanagan, who was involved in the ITT CIA efforts to destabilize Allende in Chile. Following that, we took a look at the connections between the W.R. Grace Foundation and the American Council for the International Promotion of Democracy Under God, affiliated with the Pro-Deo movement, that identified by an Italian journalist as the Vatican's intersection with the Mafia. Finally, we took another look at the fact that the Sovereign Military Order of Malta is regarded as a separate state by 40 countries. Citizens are members of that organization regarded as citizens of a separate state by those 40 countries. Also took a look at connections between P2 and the SMOM. P2 very much involved in the Ambrosiano scandal and the tangle of events surrounding the shooting of Pope John Paul II in May of 1981.
And you've been listening to an excerpt of an old Hard Rain show from the fall of 1982, with yours truly reading from an article by Kevin Coogan, the author of Dreamer of the Day. That article is The Men Behind the New Counter-Reformation, published in the now-defunct Parapolitics newsletter, specifically Parapolitics issue number 6 from the spring of 1982. We're going to continue with the reading of this article on Side 2. This, however, concludes Side 1 of For the Record Program number 610, The Knights of Malta Revisited. This program is being recorded on September 16th of the year 2007. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.